First of all, this is Ashley Byrd. I'm here with Attorney General Eric Schmidt of the state of Missouri, taking a major step now to sue not only Columbia Public Schools, but as I understand, this lawsuit includes all public schools who might want to initiate a mask mandate. Is that correct? And tell me why.
Yeah, all the school districts that have forced masks on kids. And I just fundamentally believe that parents and families should have the power to make those decisions based on science and based on facts. And that's what we're fighting for.
And so the remedy of this is just that they don't do these mandates anymore and that kids can go to school maskless. Is that the remedy here?
Sure. Or a parent can decide to send their kid with a mask on, right? Or to send their kid without a mask on. Or the child can make that decision. But we just don't think that, I don't believe that the government should be forcing masks on five-year-olds. There's just nothing to support it. There's no study that would support that that's helpful. Kids have very, very, very low risk of contracting, transmitting, or getting seriously ill from COVID. But what we do know, there are studies that show that there are severe problems that come along with wearing masks all day long when you're, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. So we just want people to be able to make their own decisions and kind of move away from this one-size-fits-all government, you know, driven decision.
What about the role of local elected officials, those in school districts? Those are elected by the parents, and those are local officials who have that jurisdiction. They don't know better?
Well, they don't get to make arbitrary and capricious decisions. And it's not based on science, and it's not based on facts. And so my job as Attorney General is to protect the individual rights of Missourians. I don't represent the school boards that make this decision. I represent the people of the state, and I want them to have the ability to make their own decisions, to view the facts, view the evidence, view the science, and make their own decisions.
Because the reason I ask that, it's not been the traditional Republican approach to go into local government. It's usually been a decentralized government approach, not, as I've heard other lawmakers say, not a nanny state. How is this different than being centralized and coming from above?
Well, I think that's exactly what we're fighting against, the nanny state. That's ironic. But I think that, look, when people understand that the states created the federal government and the states authorize political subdivisions of the state to exist, the state does not forego the ability to come in and say, when you're overstepping your authority, we're going to come in. I mean, Senate Bill 5 is a great example of that, right? When you had municipalities that were treating people as citizens or as ATMs, not citizens. I was personally very proud of the fact the state came in and said, we're not going to let you do that. And if you believe in local control, there couldn't be anything more local than the family. And I trust families, not government bureaucrats.
I mean, they elected these local school officials.
Sure, but yeah, but you don't, just because you elect somebody in office doesn't mean that they get to wield arbitrary and capricious power that puts our kids at risk.
Talk to me about the parents that are concerned about the variant, because the variant has been shown now that it does affect, is more potent when it comes to children, especially unvaccinated children. What would you say to those parents who are very worried about this new variant?
Well, I think we need to stop fear-mongering. What the science will tell you is that the Delta variant can be more contagious, but the health impact is not any different. So what does that mean? Of the hospitalizations, of COVID hospitalizations, 1 in 200,000 is a child. Every death is a tragedy, but so far there have been 0 deaths under the age of 10. There have been 5 deaths under the age of 18. So when you compare that to drownings or car accidents or the social and emotional problems kids have by wearing masks all day long, we just think people, individuals, can make those decisions, not the government. Those are the facts. And I know that for some people, the facts and the science are inconvenient to their argument of forcing kids to wear masks all day long, but we're just talking about the truth here and seeking a declaratory judgment from a judge.
The Missouri Association of School Nurses, they're very anxious about it being spread to them as they try to do their job. And so those would also not be mandated. I guess you said that'd be elected then.
Yeah, people can make the decision if they want to wear a mask or not. I mean, teachers clearly have an opportunity to get the vaccine, or they've had COVID, or choose not to get the vaccine. I mean, teachers have those, be able to make those decisions. But I just don't think that, based on the data and based on the science, there is no reason whatsoever we'd be forcing kids to wear masks all day long. Again, if a parent wants to do that and that's their family decision, you know, this is America, that's fine. But I just don't think that these, you know, government bureaucrats should be making these decisions for everybody.
What makes this capricious?
It flies in the face of science. There's just very, very little risk for kids. Like I said, 1 in 200,000 hospitalizations for a child. There have been 0 deaths under the age of 10. There have been 5 deaths in a year and a half or more under the age of 17. That is a very, that's a good thing. That's a good thing in that the numbers are that low. But that's not being taken into account. Instead, there are many people who are capitalizing on fear here. And I think we have to be very careful to go down that road as people try to aggregate, accumulate power. They never want to get rid of it. And that's what we're seeing. Some local officials got very used to telling people what to do. The situation is very different than it was a year ago. We know a lot more. And so we think that science and those facts should inform these decisions for families to make. If you look at the science and you look at the data, kids have a very low risk of transmitting the virus. That's a good thing. Now, with other viruses, that's not the case. But thankfully, with COVID, that is the case. And that's why I think there's been a lot of, you know, misinformation out there about what this is, especially for kids. And so I think the more people know, they can make their own decisions. But kids are at very, very low risk of contracting, transmitting, or getting seriously ill. Those are the facts.
And before I get to the cities, too, it looks like some of the citations you have here are sort of very critical of the CDC. Am I getting that right?
Well, there's actually a study. We actually cite in a CDC study. They say that there's really no benefit to wearing masks. But I think that in some instances very recently, those decisions have been made political. That's unfortunate because I do think you're seeing an erosion of trust of public health officials because they're bending a knee to sort of political decisions. And so our goal here is just put as much information in front of people as possible and for families to be able to make those decisions.
Where do your other lawsuits stand right now, just to bring us up to speed? What you have you have Kansas City and Jackson and St. Louis City, St. Louis County. Have those been severed? Were those two separate cases now, St. Louis City and County?
Yeah, so we were victorious last week again in St. Louis County, and so St. Louis County has no mask mandate. I'd also point out that St. Louis City has a mask mandate. Their cases are up in the last 2 weeks, 11%. St. Louis County does not, a neighboring jurisdiction, have a mask mandate, and their cases are down 18%. So again, when you look at the science and you look at the facts, it's just not what some people say it is. And so we're just shedding light on that. And then we've got Jackson County and Kansas City, and we're moving forward with those cases too, seeking discovery. And that's where we're at with those other three remaining jurisdictions.
So it's safe to say that anyone that does impose, any government jurisdiction that does impose, will be sued.
Well, we've certainly gone after the jurisdictions that have done it so far. And then here, of course, now we're focused on, you know, protecting the family's ability with, you know, in school districts where they're forcing masks on kids. Yeah, so I believe very strongly that people should be able to make these decisions themselves and not have it foisted on them by government.
And as we were looking into, you know, what and how these lawsuits, especially the ones against the school districts in the state, fall, we learned that DESE and DHSS didn't know about the lawsuit before the press release came out. Is that typical?
Well, I work for the people of the state. I don't work for DESE. I work for the people of the state. And so my interest is protecting families and kids. And when I see, as Attorney General, an elected Attorney General, independent constitutional office, what I see happening now, people trying to exert this sort of control, I'm going to stand up for them. That's who I represent. Those are the people that I'm going to focus on.
Is there something else you want the folks in Missouri to know about this lawsuit?
Well, I think, you know, just that we filed the lawsuit because I fundamentally don't believe in forced masking, rather that parents and families should have the power to make decisions on masks based on science and based on facts. And there's just simply no widespread study or evidence that forced masking of our kids for 7 or 8 hours a day will have any measurable favorable outcome. In fact, what we do know is there's a growing body of evidence that could be harmful. The other question is, who do we want to be? Where does this end? What kind of role do we want government to have in our lives? Do we really want to live in some dystopian, futuristic biomedical security state? I don't. And so I think we're at a time of choosing here, and that's what I'm fighting for.